All right, one more segment here with our panelists this morning, the Culture Warriors, Jack Fonseca, Project Manager for Campaign Life, a coalition focusing on Catholic issues, and Greta Vosper, Minister at the West Hill United Church. You know, we were talking earlier about Mr. Wadcott and the Supreme Court ruling on homosexual literature. There's a group out in the West Coast, AIDS Vancouver Island, and they've disseminated some material that ended up in a school where a grade 8 kid actually, I guess, won a prize in a sexual health class, and it turned out to be a graphic flip book, you know, one where you riffle the pages and a scene plays out like old-time movies. And in this case, it creatively shows a woman placing a condom on a man and then having sex. The booklet, Put On Something Sexy, depicts the whole sexual act when the pages are flipped rapidly. Given to the boy at the end of January, as I say, as a prize in a sexual health class, his mother was apoplectic when he got it. Jack Fonseca, what do you make about this? I mean, age appropriate or not?
God, no. This is a 13-year-old boy in elementary school, grade 8, and he's given a book that is porn. It's porn. It's cartoon porn. Sure, it's in a cartoon form, but it graphically depicts sexual intercourse, showing the parts complete with moans and oohs and ahs, and it's porn. So you're giving a child porn in elementary school, and that's totally wrong. Children don't need to see intercourse displayed before them, and they don't need to be given it in book form. There's not much difference, in my view, between giving them a pornographic video that depicts a sex act and this book that they were given. I looked at it. It's really sick that they gave this to a kid, and we know the harm that porn can have on the young mind. You know, we had this case in Calgary just recently of a 13-year-old boy who had been watching gay porn on his parents' computer, and he repeatedly raped a 4-year-old boy who was a foster child in that home over the period of a year. And when he was found out, he said, "It's because I was watching this porn."
All right, but so the school has allowed for this, and they say that they take steps to ensure materials used in the classes are age appropriate. Jack obviously feels, as most, I think, reasonable people would assume, this is not age appropriate as instructive material in a sexual health class. Greta, do you think there's anything that could merit this thing being handed out?
First of all, I just want to clarify, John, you said homosexual act, that it depicted a homosexual act, and it's not a heterosexual act.
Right.
But yeah, it's pretty extreme, this piece. And if that had come home with my son when he was 13 from school, I would have been alarmed. I get what they were trying to do. I get the idea of teaching about condom use, but I don't think they need to depict graphically the sex act in order to do that. And so I think it was out of line.
Okay.
And I would go further. I would say that I think they need to be made an example of. The police should come in, and I think charges should be laid. I mean, an example should be made of these people. Certainly, I'm not a criminal lawyer,
well,
but there's got to be laws against giving porn to children.
This is AIDS Vancouver Island, and they're responsible for it. They defend their use of materials for teaching purposes.
I can understand that, but this is a grade 8 classroom.
Okay. So it's
I understand the curriculum will hold that, will cover that kind of content or that kind of topic, but the material that was used is what I consider inappropriate.
Go, Greta.
All right. Well, you're on the same page as far as that. Let's talk about something that's either appropriate or not. This hour is 22 minutes. It's been taken to task by the Catholic Civil Rights League of Canada. They're upset and have condemned a satirical skit that appeared, I guess, on a program February 19th, where for lack of a communion wafer and the chalice, this is the body and blood of Christ, as Catholics truly believe, the transubstantiation. It was substituted by Timbits and a double-double. So real Canadiana, they're working into their sketch.
And it's not. It's a question of who's God. What's God? Is God the wafer and the wine, or is God in Canada the double-double and the Timbit?
All right, so you're being somewhat facetious here, Greta.
No, I think that's what they were saying.
Oh, is that what they were saying? It was really, to the Catholics, I guess, mocking their one of their holiest sacraments. So let's find out from Jack Fonseca if Catholics need to get a sense of humor, or is it sacrilege?
No, I think this was a sacrilege across the line of satire, way, way beyond. I watched the skit, and the very first part of it had the priest in his homily saying, sorry, 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 apologizing as Canadians do. That's okay. That's okay. But then to mock the Catholics and the Catholic faith over their belief in not one of the most holy sacraments, the holy sacrament, for Catholics, and not just for Catholics, but also for Orthodox Christians. This is millions of people. 43% identify of Canadians identify as Catholics, and
43%?
43%, according to the latest StatsCan survey, I believe is what the figure is. So you've got a publicly funded organization, the CBC, funded completely with tax dollars for the purpose of serving the Canadian public, and yet they're attacking, mocking, making fun of, belittling, ridiculing the most sincerely held religious beliefs of almost half the population. It's grotesque. Catholics believe that the Eucharist, the bread and the wine, is transformed by a miracle through the miracle of transubstantiation into the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ.
Right. It's not purely symbolic. In other words, it's so fundamentally profound, you're saying they're trifling with it and trivializing. Greta, what are you saying? You're smirking.
Well, I'm not smirking. If it's a miracle can happen. I mean, if you truly believe that that can happen, then I don't know why the elements matter. I mean, obviously, we didn't have stamped wafers, little wafers, back when that Last Supper is purported to have taken place. So the substance has been changed already. And I think that it was a clever way of saying, you know, what are the things that are important to Canadians? And I would be willing to bet that a lot of people laughed at it.
All right, so this sacrament is right.
And a lot of them would have been Catholic.
Is appropriate for parody and satire.
I think that whatever religious beliefs are held by individuals, they're beliefs that are chosen. They're not things that someone is born with. They are not inherent. They are beliefs that have been chosen, and that we have a right to bring into the public discourse those beliefs that have been chosen by individuals and by faith groups, and that we have through satire and through challenge, through confrontation.
All right, would you have supported
the right
if the CBC
have those conversations?
Had done a sketch, say, mocking the Prophet Muhammad?
I think we were having a conversation about this before we came in, and I think that the line there is the line between what is considered culturally acceptable and what groups are
considered.
So
what you're saying is the Catholics just
vulnerable.
Haven't put up enough of a stink. Yeah. If they had done that and threatened people.
I'm saying the Catholics are not culturally vulnerable in Canada. They are not a vulnerable group.
Oh, come on.
And so it's not – you just said that they're half
ridiculing
the population. So how can they be vulnerable?
We're talking
they're not at risk of having their rights taken away. They're not at risk of being denied
and
access to social
services. Neither are Muslims,
but
CBC would never mock the Prophet Muhammad.
I would never mock the tenets of their faith.
And that
I
shows
think that they may in due course do that. But when that group within the Canadian context is not at risk of being mocked and denied rights by other individuals within the Canadian context, and I think that they are.
So it's open season on Catholics, but not so much on other fringe
religions.
It's open
season on groups that purport to believe things that they have no proof of.
Well, you're going, that's Jews, that's Muslims,
that's
everybody.
Right.
I think this reveals the CBC's anti-Catholic bigotry. They have a long history, even with the Piss Christ art, where they had this artist, you know, they put it on there, this crucifix in a jar with the artist's own urine. And that was to stick it in the eye of the Catholics.
All right, we're going to wrap on that note. I appreciate it. We've covered off a lot of ground this morning. Jack Fonseca, Project Manager for Campaign Life, and Greta Vosper, Minister at the West Hill United Church. Thank you both.